This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Absolutely. 5G, 4G, 3G. Whoops, I forgot 6G. 5G, 4G, 3G, 2G, 1G, 0G. Haha, liftoff. Okay? I hope and pray that lightning strikes those things that don't belong here, those artificial man-made things. They're so ugly. It looks like a fake Christmas tree. They've got some that are yellowish-green with a few fake snowballs and snowflakes on them. Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, I can't even believe it. I'm just going to point out a couple of those hideous things before I actually begin the show. Okay. Moonshine Inc. is a super liberal, like it's so liberal, they actually had in the last edition, not one, but two, Rack Arrives a Metal articles, ads, full on, full color, only an eighth of a page, you know, because they're cheap, because BLM is buying larger mansions. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Welcome to, we got five Saturdays this month. May is a banner month, and we've got a couple where I'll get five Saturdays with you. This is a super special Saturday because it's Memorial Day weekend, and this is dedicated to those great moms and dads, mothers, fathers, mamas, mommies, who not only raised a patriot, like Charlie Daniels said, thank you for raising a patriot. Donna Axelson was on a local radio station yesterday, and I'll get to that in just a second here. This is Dr. Kelly, and I have been able to, I guess, temporarily reactivate my chiropractic license, and I'm going to use that to the fullest advantage, and I'm going to be endorsing quite a few things over the next 30 days, and in a perfect world, in my world, I would be on tour in a little teeny tiny Airstream with a, I don't know, gas or diesel pusher. And I'd be going on tour to visit the different RBN hosts in this beautiful country. And there might be a thing or two in between, but first stop is going to be Route 66, open with a travel companion, a co-pilot, or maybe I get to be the co-pilot. That'd be even better. And I'm going to visit, first stop, Missouri or Missouri. And then, you know, like, I'm not starting in San Francisco this time, but I made it from San Francisco to Minnesota I left Monday afternoon, and I was in Minnesota Wednesday evening, thanks to that Buick Park Avenue. Thank you, stepdad. What's that, the 3.8 liter V6 that you find in the Indianapolis race cars? Oh, yeah. It's so cool. Reading, you learn so much, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for those that have produced good materials worth reading lately. Like, oh my goodness. And we're coming up on it's the 3-year anniversary, pretty sure, of the Grand Jury Reawakening on the 2nd of June, which will be a Wednesday this year. And don't attack me, cat. I have no tuna fisk. And I just want to get to the heart of the matter and cover a lot of really important things. I am so grateful, go on, and so thankful for our servicemen and women. And the golf portion, so let's see, the Sunday dinner and the golf portion are completely sold out, which means that people are sponsored. Hold on. Sorry, I have to shoo the kitty. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is wonderful news and good information. And so there are still a few spots available if you want to sponsor your pop or somebody, anybody in this, the Friday, June 18. And they do need volunteers if you're up in the northwestern part of Nevada, or you're going to be there for Father's Day anyway. This is really awesome. It's a wonderful way you get to interact with military players, both active duty and retired. And Friday, June 18, short-range pistol and carbine course. There's limited space available still. Saturday, June 19th, and I think our local talk show host, Monica Jay, will be there. She's with a little local station here out of Smith and Mason Valley and Reno and Carson City in Nevada State, right next door. My neighbor. I love my neighbor. There's a long-range shooting clinic, and the instructors are those U.S. Navy SEALs and other special operators. And the people who to contact, it's Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Axelson, spelled like the A-X-E-L-S-O-N, and it's that foundation. And no tapping. Disperse, kitty. Disperse. Go on, boy. Okay. Let's see. I will, so if anybody needs information on this, you can contact my voicemail if you need a copy faxed. It won't be super pretty. I'll just make a one that's black and white faxable. If you need it sent somewhere, leave that on my voicemail. That is area code 530. Always have a pen and paper ready. Doesn't matter what day it is. I'm going to give you some good stuff to do. 530 area code 402-7007. And if you prefer to do it through the mail, Post Office Box 1624, that's Kings Beach, California, and the zip code is 96143. So phone number 530-402-7007, and that's a voicemail only. I don't know why some knucklehead was trying to fax, or, people have tried to fax it and text it. I thought I made that clear. Okay. And by mail, you get that Post Office Box 16, I think 16 candles, I think 24 hours a day, 1624. And that's Kings Beach, California, 96143. And the other wonderful things that are going on right now is that you can support this network. And those of you, those mamas and papas and everybody who raised patriots who support RBN, thank you. Thank you to those folks. I can't wait to see them in heaven on the other side of this, this sin-cursed earth. You know, it's too bad. It is a sin-cursed earth, and that's why things are broken. And I'm glad to hear that there are folks prayer walking through neighborhoods, praying with people if they'd like and for people if they ask, and walking the neighborhoods over there in Reno, Washoe County. And I hope they take a walk near the county building, get the grand jury to reawaken. That would be so helpful to serve your people. And the beauty is, you can support RBN, and you can get yourself one of these Commander Lifetime memberships, and you can do what's called a, I believe it's a reserve or a minimum donation, and you can not only get somebody sponsored with this membership, you can raise money for the foundation during the silent auction. Now, if that isn't brilliant, I don't know what is. I'm not the one that came up with that. Well, maybe I discovered it. I didn't invent it. So there you go. How to make the world a much better place. The only more precious heritage we have, an inheritance, than the front site memberships being given to you for a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, is that's our precious posterity and our heritage. And so a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to finish out Amy Laura LaBeouf Chaisson, her suit, where she was able to get her property back. And you know what's really a bummer? Well, not for me, and certainly not for Amy, is somebody asked me for help with homework. I was happy to help. I'm happy to help anybody with your homework when you're doing the right stuff. You know, when you're the good woman or man, whatever, you're not the wrongdoer. I am so happy to help you. This information and this wisdom and knowledge is not for wrongdoers. However, they failed to do the homework and thought it a better use, waste of their time, to tell me some stupid story about some stupid stuff they're doing. And the even bigger bummer, it all unraveled. Here. Okay. Whoa, kitty. All right, you got to get down, boy. I have a copy of the movie Seven, and I'm fixin' to make arrangements to get down the hill to show this film. And so it's a really good idea to do public screenings in your neighborhood. Or maybe you have to travel a little bit to get together with a group of good folks and like-minded people. And so get your hands on this movie, Seven, and do a public screening. There is also The Greater Good. That's Barbara Lowe Fisher, Leslie Manoukian, and a bunch of other cool folks. The Greater Good movie. It's informing you about vaccinations and other things. And do a public screening. There was a movie that came out a while back called Take Back Your Power. And then they kind of did a cheesy upgrade. There's a lot of good information in it and a lot of good wisdom and knowledge, but there are a couple of things that kind of go sideways, and so I can't fully authorize, endorse, or recommend the Take Back Your Power. But the other two, absolutely, The Greater Good and Seven. And unfortunately, the group down the hill had it together over in Nevada City, Grass Valley. They had it so together that the electronic communication devices were prohibited from their meetings. Mm-hmm. And so I think, oh, this is a perfect opportunity. Maybe I can go show the movie Seven, because it's only 45 minutes. And maybe other people would surrender their time slot or yield to being informed. But the whole thing fizzled and fell apart because, well, I'm not saying that it's just because I didn't get to speak there, but they didn't have any solid leadership that was teaching with authority. They had people that were wannabe scribes and Pharisees, and they're still stuck on their, we're going to do a common law grand jury, and we're going to do it this way. And then some other idiot comes in, I'm doing these commercial liens, and I'm going to do it this way. And then somebody else says, I'm going to do, you know, whatever was total nonsense, and the whole thing fell apart. So what a bummer. But what a good model. Electronic communication devices prohibited. You can find that in any civil or criminal jury instruction manual. And since they're like 10,000 pages, just kidding, they're a few thousand pages, you're going to want to go to the index, go to the contents, and focus in on the things that are important. And then don't get caught up in any of this other nonsense. And then I'm going to bring you another gem and a reminder from times past. This is due to the lithium-ion battery proliferation and people not knowing how dangerous they are. These things practically burned down my nephew's house. It's possible that this was the cause of the dive boat sinking off the coast here. In California? I'm not sure. But here we go. Here's the most important takeaway from this. And as I'll be fading out to break shortly after this. Thank you for supporting Republic Broadcasting Network and this archive and this platform where you're going to hear things
come out of people's mouths that are typically firsthand eyewitness knowledge or referenced. So when you present, be ready to represent and state your references. Otherwise, you've just wasted so much time, and nobody wants to hear the waste of time. We need the facts. We need the faithful and the true witnesses to come forward. State your case in writing, because I have nothing further to say to the court at this time. And if I need to, I will require leave of court for pen and paper, and I'll put it in writing. That way nobody can goof it up with their little interpretation or whatever. Okay, so here we go. In the Merck Index of Biologicals, Pharmaceuticals, and Botanicals, which every household needs, and especially if there's a doctor, physician assistant, you know, somebody that's licensed to diagnose and treat, maybe you locate, analyze, or correct a vertebral subluxation, maybe you do a whole bunch of other stuff. Anyway, lithium. This particular element, this Merck index is wonderful. Gives you the atomic weight, the atomic number, the valence. Says it's an alkali metal. Occurrence in the Earth's crust is 0.005% by weight. And gives the natural isotopes and a bunch of other information. But the most important thing here is that the lithium ion is extremely toxic and will harm and injure your kidneys, especially if sodium intake is limited. Now, I'm not just talking sodium here. I'm talking real salt. I totally authorize, endorse, and recommend Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, real salt as being the most complete sea salt. It's from an ancient seabed over in Utah. Under some cool farmer's land. What a great discovery. I mean, that's better than discovering gold on your land, you know, considering you can eat the salt. So I'm going to repeat this three times. Don't write it down. Just look it up, print it out, and pass it out. Human toxicity. We're talking about lithium, and this is on page 869. It is item 5395 in the Merck Index. That's the Encyclopedia of Biologicals, Pharmaceuticals, and Botanicals, as I turn the page. And I went straight to the bottom, underlined in red, human toxicity. Lithium ion may injure kidneys, especially if sodium intake is limited. Lithium ion may injure kidneys, especially if sodium intake is limited. So here are the uses. In manufacturing of alloys, not alloydial titles, but alloys, especially lithium-hardened bearing metals, as a getter in vacuum tubes, in making catalysts for the polyolefin plastics industry, in fuels for aircraft, oh, awesome, and missiles. Here we go. There's my fuel source. In fuels for aircraft and missiles, lithium salts are used in porcelain enamels, in air conditioning, and for making multi-purpose greases. And then I covered the human toxicity. So this is why it is critical to not self-diagnose, treat, or prescribe. Out of a ladies magazine, out of the internet, or any other thing, you know. And a responsible doctor will note that in your file, and they will autograph it with their initials and have you do the same so that you know that they know. And I'm looking for another little something I wanted to read here. I'll come across it later. So there you have it. Super critical. Thank you for raising the patriots that you have raised. Thank you for dedicating your treasure, your time, gaining talents, and then dispensing them amongst the talentless, like me. And, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. I am super humbled by the amazing books and materials that have been sent recently. And I did. I asked for what I wanted 100% of the time. And it came through. It was like all at once. It was like the windows of heaven opened and there's the analytical concordance. I love that. Young's Concordance of the Bible. It's in its own format. You go to the word, you get the pronunciation and the definition right there. The Old Testament listings, New Testament, wherever you can find it. And what a great teaching and learning tool. Thank you so much for those who sent it. Wow. this is really important, you know, position to be in, and I'm grateful for the supporters of this work and wish it to continue. And so I'm here to help folks with their homework. Oh, I think I skipped right through the break there. Thank you. I'll make sure I yield at the bottom of the hour there. Thank you, Mr. Producer. And thank you for those of you who support this network and keep this going and running and keep the gun running, most important thing. And I'm just grateful for being in a position where, you know, when you do support Dr. Piazza's work, which I found out he's also a chiropractor. Didn't find that out until like the, I don't know, maybe late the second day out there on the range. And the target structure and system, and boy, it's just, it was really awesome. And I sure did need a good doctor down there. But as usual, I was the only one around that day, or at least in that little neck of our range. So check it out. Get in there. Press in to the good word. Press on, my dear friends, in your endeavors. Doing the good thing, doing the right thing. And I hope to make wise use of this. I temporarily reinstated my doctor's license and wanted to remind you, good men and women, to know that you can open your HSA, your healthcare savings account, and I would suggest using a credit union. And there's a wonderful one out in this out west called America First, and you can put nearly $8,000 for your care aside, and I would do it instantly if I had it. And I'll be figuring out how to do that, earning, of course, working for it, and or maybe going after some wrongdoers that damaged, harmed, injured my property. What's my property? I'm my property. My property is my property. Your property is your property. And you've got to almost eternally defend it, secure it, protect it, detoxify it. And even better, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So don't put crap in it. The temple. Only put the best in there. I'm glad that I, you know, I don't read People magazine, like Joel Salatin said. I don't read People magazine. I don't have time for that. But what do I have time for? Meeting the ranchers and the farmers and the dairymen and women and the egg folks and getting real food direct. Realmilk.com. That's Real, R-E-A-L, realmilk.com. You don't hear me talking about real property because there is no such thing. realmilk.com, and you can find it near you. And that's through Weston A. Price Foundation. And those are our buddies, Sally Fallon, Morrell, and the bunch. There's so much, you know. Don't read all the research. You don't have time for that. You have time to research your food sources. Of the three things that are mentioned in the Bible most often, most important things, to work so you can get good food, pure food, the purity of the food. Food, clothing, and shelter. You don't want to wear polyester, especially since that is not good for the thymus. That's really important. That's why you see the gorillas do a little thump on the thymus before they get scrappy. Gotta raise up the immune system in that situation for sure. So get your hands on, get in touch with Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, Redmond Life. Here's another cool thing as we fade out here. Safeway, Lucerne, you know, the big grocery company, half of their employees were out with coronavirus. Okay, half of the employees touching that stuff in the warehouse, coming to a store near you, were out sick. Redmond Life, on the other hand, they have a few mamas out on maternity leave because they're making those precious heritage. They're making those gifts. They're making those posterity to carry this torch, to run with it, because they had a good mama or a papa or a grampy or a grammy or an auntie or uncles or probably all of those that raised that patriot. And so thank you, especially thank you to those. And, you know, if you're a stepdad and you're a good stepdad, well, God bless you for taking the reins and stepping in there and stepping up to the plate and doing all that cool stuff. God bless you and raise you up to serve in a mighty way and train up your posterity in the way where they should go, and they won't depart from it. But the Psalms tell us. And even though that wasn't an exact quote, you know where to find it. Be encouraged. Get in those Psalms. Read them, especially the imprecatory ones, if you need comfort about wrongdoers. Get into the Proverbs. There's one a day for each day of the month. Get into the New Testament. You can get through it in 23 days, devoting an hour a day. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening. As we come into this break, thank you for supporting those good sponsors and getting yourself educated. Get a hold of Dome Dan, and I'll see you on the other side of this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and want to just thank those of you who have been supporting Republic Broadcasting in the past and want to encourage you to continue in the future. This is super critical, and it's no, it's not a monkey on my back, but it's a cat. Okay, so the best way to light your way in the dark as you travel through this road, this lonesome road. Oh, it's the big kitty. Oh, hello, sir. Here. So he likes my ponytail for whatever reason, and he's going to post up in it right here and now. Oh, this is just lovely. It's a lovely habit. So I wanted to, there was one more page I wanted to cover on the Amy Laura LaBeouf Chaisson. Maybe that's it. Oh, my goodness. These are my front side flyers. Oh, yes. This is what I was looking for, too. I wanted to try to cover this on as many shows as I can because I love to read the words and the writings of George Washington, yeah, and his address to the second session of the first United States Congress. And whenever United States is used, that kind of means federal. And so one of the beauties of training at Front Sight is it is such a high level of training and education that you may find yourself next to a United States Air Marshal. U.S. Marshal? What is easier and quicker to say? Federal or U.S.? And you'll be training with folks at that level and that at that level of service and that level of experience and that level of service. I mean, wow, there was a 101st Airborne, and I think he might have been I think he might have been the other lefty there. There were only a couple of us lefties out there on the, and that was a 4-day defensive handgun course. So here we go. George Washington said it. Fire arms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty, teeth, and keystone under independence. The church, the plow, the prairie wagon, and citizens' firearms are indelibly related. And remember, the apostrophe comes after the S in the word citizens, because their property, theirs. It belongs to them, okay? From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events or occurrences and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol, you hear that? Rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. Every corner of this land knows firearms, and more than 99 100% of them by their silence indicate that they are in safe and sane hands. Okay? 99 100%. See, that's got a higher self-limiting condition and recovery rate than the coronavirus. By their silence indicate that they are in safe and sane hands. You know, fireworks are called safe and sane, right? The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil influence. And I'm going to give you some good news flash updates right after this. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil, evil influence. They deserve a place of honor with all that's good. When firearms go, all goes. We need them every hour. Yeah. So I'm in prayer the other morning. I don't mean to talk about myself so much. I think I have Tinkerbellitis. So I'm praying, you know, the other morning. And then a little earthquake lets loose. It was little. Like, I don't know. I think the Richter scale is broken, though. Usually I can guess within one or two points of the magnitude of the earthquake, meaning like I called it a 4.1, then it's probably a 4.3, but who knows? Maybe it's 5.1 or 5.3. Okay, so back to the most important things you need to know and hear right now. In Ogden, Utah, not too far from maybe Redmond Real Salt. The young men and women are out playing on the playground, doing what they do, because they do that, you know, like in a perfect world. And so they're out playing on the playground. A man approaches an 11-year-old young woman and grabs to take her, you know, to kidnap or whatever. And one of the employees, this is an elementary school. I just said 11-year-old. So it's an elementary school with an 11-year-old. So employee sees this, runs out. Sorry, I'm looking for my notes. And was able to distract the criminal long enough for the girl to get away. And so they all ran inside. The students were all corralled inside, and this man comes over to the window on the classroom and on the building, and I think was like trying to break it or whatever to get in. So another employee, or maybe this was the same one. I think they're right here. So this employee sees, you know, this going on, and goes outside and presented arms, held man at bay until police arrived, or maybe the sheriff or something. So That's the good news. An armed teacher is a good teacher, is a safe teacher, is the teacher that if I had posterity, that's who they'd be around. And don't play around. The other news updates, and these are for a couple of 3 weeks, I let a couple build up so then I could just give you the whole blitzkrieg. So, next door, Nevada State, they have some really good laws that protect your rights. There was an attempted... No, that's robbery, yeah. When you're in somebody's place and you're in their face, or you're in their place and they're in there, that's robbery. Burglary would be like the cat burglar that sneaks in and steals your dinner when you're in the bath, because even if he covered it with a cast iron skillet lid. Don't underestimate the power of those paws. So a man who was robbing somebody in Nevada, he met his maker shortly thereafter that night. And I'm glad that somebody stood up for their property. Another incident in Nevada, of course, is they're a little further down the path than this republic. And maybe we'll get there. The other one was shot and then arrested. And there was another one. Well, anyway, that's okay. You got two or three witnesses gathered together. And yeah, so here's the issue. Here are the reactants, and here is the product, the chemistry. I'm just talking chemistry. So you have thieves, robbers, all kinds of other horrible things I'm not going to say on the show. You have escapees from prison, and they're looking for a nice, warm, comfy hideout, you know, food, clothing, shelter, like they're coming for yours. And if you spend a fortune on your food, I want to buy some good quality, couple hockey sticks, handy, you know, have your... yeah, your hammers, whatever, and keep your pistol nearby, close, not too close to your heart, but you never know. There are some of these flashbang, concealed carry, that's pretty close to the heart, and do it. Invest in protection. Don't depend on someone else to do it for you. No, it's not someone else's duty. It's yours. It's your duty to train your posterity. And since we have this opportunity, here we are. Goodies from Dr. Piazza. And I don't have Ryu's email, but by the grace of RBN and all the good men and women that listen to it and support it, I was able to do that temporary license renewal. Because let me encourage you, put your phone number with stuff. Put your phone number with stuff. Did I say that? Put your phone number with stuff. Put your phone number with stuff. So that people can reach out and talk to you. And maybe you might want to get one of those backup satellite phone just in case. I'm still looking into that. Not sure exactly how it works. But if it can receive calls for free and you're only billed on the outgoing, that might be kind of nice for when this takes a crap. You know, because that copper line, wire line, landline is going to be the next to the best to the last thing to go out. And those of you that have invested in your ham radio training and preparation, you'll be ready. Darn it, where is that? particular document, I'm not quite sure what I did with Amy Laura LaBeouf Chaisson. Oh, but here was something real interesting I forgot to mention. When the government does you wrong or tries to do you wrong, you better move like lightning. And so I had the government do me wrong, and it's like 2 pages. Here we go. Yeah, this is Dr. Kelly on the grand jury reawakening, and I had somebody do me wrong. And so here's the document. It is a petition. This is, okay, so let me state clearly up front. This is a false, F-A-L-S-E. This is a false claim for sure. And I'll show you how to respond to it right after this break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Paul is a creep, and Becky is a creep. Doug is a creep, and Bob is a super creep. Gary was a creep, and Mike was a creep. Susie is a creep, and Jane gives me the creeps. All these people done me wrong, that's why I put them in this song. All these people done me wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh yeah, there's nothing like the swamp song. Heighten your day, sing along. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening on RBN, the only place you'll hear this. And I got invited to the record release party, and I'm so glad that I made it, because that would have been terrible to miss out on something like that. And so as fast as I possibly can, and as clearly as I possibly can, in the last few moments of this show, I'm going to give you a little taste of a notice that I wrote in response and faxed to the wrongdoers and the creeps. Let's see, wait, let me, what was her name? Okay, so this one notice. Greetings, clerk of court, unnamed on your documents, office of public servant. Firstly, I, woman Kellyanne Royce, do require your full true name. correct in parentheses. I, a woman, require a stamped, filed, and or received copy signed and returned in my enclosed self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143. Secondly, these notices were faxed to 520-791-5488 by I, a woman, Kellyanne Royce, regarding void, in parentheses, order. California, Arizona. Thirdly, I require you to have discharged all the libelous and false claims of 417-2020 against my good name immediately. Your order is void. And then I reference a number, M1041PO2001-8388. Fourthly, I require compensation for the initial and continuing trespass. Fifthly, fee schedule $10,000 for each day said order is published, 417-2020, that contains private facts, confidential facts. Sixthly, I, woman Kelly, declare any interference by any qualified employee of court or of, I'm sorry, any employee of court of, for, or with my property, which in this case is the exercise of rights, I put it in brackets, will be held liable for any damages due to injury and or harm arising out of any tortious act, error, or omission of the individual, which is trespass upon the case in brackets. I say here and will verify in open court that all herein be true. And so that went out right after the false claim and the order that came to my house, and I shot copies of it, but you know what? These are my words, and I know these words, so I can say here and verify in open court that all herein be true, because these are my words, and it didn't take except what? Nearly, so that was only 1 year into studying Carl Lentz's work, and so when when a government agent or a public servant or an employee or anybody makes a move on your privacy, your property, your freedom, your life, your liberty, you better move back. And you should do it under the light of your Voyager, your radio, your flashlight, your emergency weather indicator that's your little buddy. You get that on RBN, at the RBN store. You get all kind of goodies there. And buy a six-pack and send it to your friends. They'll appreciate it. I mean, don't send your friends a whole six-pack, but, you know, pick six of your closest friends and get them one of these emergency radios and do the good thing and the right thing. And give recklessly and generously and faithfully to support the things that matter. And thank you for doing so. Let's see. Oh, speaking of doing the good thing and the right thing, I just wanted to thank you, Ken Paxton. That's the Texas Attorney General on 5/26/2021. Let's see. 178,000 creepies came across the border. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So, let's see. On the TV show Good Morning Laredo, I think they covered that 97% increase in the evil cocaine imports, in methamphetamine, and 34% increase in fentanyl at the border. They're understaffed. They need food, transportation, first aid. They need your support and your prayers to get these crooks out of here. I'll see you next week. God bless the Republic. Dr. Kelly out.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. Because you can handle the truth.